Number 9, identify your constraints. Between wherever you are today and wherever you want to be in the future, there is something, often several things, that are holding you back. For you to get out of the crunch that you are in and achieve your business and personal goals, you must identify your constraints, those factors that are restricting your progress. The starting point of constraint analysis is for you to be absolutely clear about your goal. What is it that you want to achieve, avoid, or preserve? If it is financial, what specific amount of money do you need to generate, and in what time period? The greater clarity you have about exactly what it is you want, the easier it will be for you to determine the best way to achieve it. Write your goal down in the present tense. For example, you could write, "My goal is to generate $50,000 in cash by May 31st. This type of goal is measurable and specific. This level of clarity makes it easy for you to determine how close you are to achieving it. It includes a deadline that you can measure your progress against. Once you have determined your goal, make a list of the steps that you will have to take to achieve that goal. What are the various things that you must do to get from wherever you are to where you want to go? Once you have a goal and a plan, you then ask yourself, what is the limiting factor in achieving this goal? What is your main constraint or bottleneck? Another way to phrase this question is, why aren't I already at my goal? Your goal may be a certain level of productivity, a certain level of sales, or a certain level of gross or net profit. The main constraint can be mechanical, manpower, financial, sales, or customers. There's always one main constraint or choke point that determines the speed at which you achieve your most important goal. Your job is to identify that constraint clearly so that you can go to work to alleviate it. The 80-20 rule seems to apply in constraint analysis. In this case, it says that fully 80% of your constraints will be internal. They will be inside of yourself or your company. Only 20% of your constraints will be external, outside yourself and your business. Start the process of constraint analysis by asking, what is it in me or my business that is holding me back from achieving my goal? In many cases, you will find that the main constraint between you and your goal is a fear of failure or a fear of rejection. This fear is holding you back from taking the actions necessary to accomplish what you want and need. Your deep-rooted fears and doubts are often manifested or expressed in your excuses. Very often, your excuses are cleverly formulated reasons that you inadvertently use to position yourself as a victim, a person who has no choice or control over what is going on. When you make excuses or blame others, you let yourself off the hook. You absolve yourself from ever having to do anything to correct your situation. Don't let this happen to you. The second type of constraint, the other 20% of bottlenecks, is external. They are contained in the actions or non-actions of other people. These external constraints may have to do with markets, customers, sales, bank approvals, payments of receivables, and other factors. Even if your main constraints are external, somewhat outside of your control, there's almost always something that you can do to address them and deal with them in some way. Once you've identified your main constraints in each area of activity, focus single-mindedly like a laser beam on alleviating that one major constraint. Don't busy yourself with little problems around the edges. Focus on the one major limit that is holding you back more than any other factor. Removing this constraint can assist you in the achievement of your most important goal faster than anything else you can do. Get on with it.